A half-dozen wide-eyed gazes locked onto me as I burst through the door. Before I could even begin a head count, spiky-haired Phoenix pointed toward the door leading to the hallway and the front of the house.
"It's Cindy," she said. "She went to get the..."
Another screech cut her off. With my entire flock on my heels, I ran from the kitchen. Cindy Blackwater stood in the front doorway, filling her lungs for another go at yelling when I reached her. The young woman jumped when I put a hand on her shoulder, and huge dark eyes looked up, filled with horror. She launched herself into my arms.
"She's dead! She's dead! She's dead!"
The words ran together as she buried her face in my shoulder, her voice muffled.
"I know she's dead!"
I gave the young woman's head a hasty pat and pried her arms loose, then passed her to Alice, who in turn shuffled her along to the rest of the group. For an instant, Alice's grim gaze met mine. We'd had our fair share of injured and or otherwise damaged women show up on our porch, but a body? In the shelter's entire 20-year history, that would be a first. I took a deep breath and stepped onto the porch. A pile of rags lay at the top of the stairs, with skeletal limbs sticking out from it, all akimbo, draped in loose, paper-thin skin. None of the limbs moved. My heart dropped, and my belly churned. Dear sweet Mary, that did not look good. The bones at the top of the stairs twitched, and a tiny mewling sound emerged from them. "Holy Mother," I muttered.
"Jesus," Alice concurred. She shouldered past me to kneel beside the bones.
"It's alive."
Not he, not she, not even a neutral they. It. Because while Cindy had said she, there seemed no way to be sure, and in this state, it looked more creature than human. And Alice was right. It was alive, but not by much.